we kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster by wondering whether or not the Eagles will make a move at the trade deadline. Head coach Doug Peterson has more.
It's got to be the right fit. I mean, it can't just be anybody. And, you know, you, from my standpoint, you don't want to disrupt the chemistry that is going on in the dressing room right now. And those guys are playing with a lot of confidence, and they're rallying around each other. So it would have to be a pretty special fit to make it work.
Tonight, the Eagles get to scout their next opponent, the Denver Broncos, on Monday Night Football. Halfway through the season, the Eagles are 7-1 and have the best record in the NFL.
Being 7-1, you know, we like that. You know, we like that. That's a good place to be. You know, I think it's something we just got to keep building. There's a lot of things that we got to keep cleaning up. I know personally that's the same way, both physically and then mentally with some of the protection things tonight. We just got to keep building. But being 7-1, that's a good place to be.
I'm focused on this football team, this roster, these guys. You know, it's a credit to the team, really, the coaching staff, everybody involved that to be in this situation. We're blessed to play a great game, and we're fortunate to be 7-1. It could easily be a little different with some of the games, but these guys they've battled. It's a resilient football team. They fought through some injury. They've kept it together. We've learned to finish. I mean, all those things that you need to have to win games. Too hard to win football games in this league. So I don't worry about the peripheral stuff. That's for, you know, you guys to write about and talk about. And I just let my track record and the things I'm doing with this team speak for themselves.
I was listening to a sports talk radio station on my drive into the NovaCare complex Monday morning, and no, it was not Sports Radio 94 WIP, and the hosts were calling for the Eagles to make a move to improve the left tackle position after Halapulavati Vaitai's performance on Sunday. Well, needless to say, I think the Eagles are sticking with Big V.
I think he held up extremely well. You know, he gave up the one sack. And it was a combination of him getting a little off balance and Carson hanging on to the ball, just waiting for the routes to open up down the field. And things like that are going to happen, obviously. But you take away that play, and he played really well.
What's up with Alshon? That was a familiar refrain from fans wondering when the breakout game would come for the big receiver, and he delivered in a big way Sunday with a 53-yard touchdown and a two-point conversion.
No matter who scores the touchdown, who gets the sack, who picks the ball off, who gets the fumble, no matter, man. I think it starts up front. I mean, those guys do all the work. All the skill guys, DBs, receivers, running backs, I mean, hats off to those guys up front. They start it, they get us going, and we just make plays. And Carson do a great job as well.
Having a guy like Alshon, you know, I think we've missed a couple of those throughout this season, so When we finally hit that one today, I was just super excited because, I mean, I just got to give that guy a chance to make plays sometimes, and he did the rest. He went up and got that ball, broke some tackles, got in the end zone, and that's why we brought him here. We brought him here to make those big plays, and I was happy for him to make that tonight.
The Eagles scored 33 points on Sunday against the Niners, but not all of them came on offense. Jalen Mills had the first pick six of his career, and the Eagles defense dominated rookie quarterback C.J. Beathard and made life miserable for the Niners offense.
Our pass rush making people uncomfortable and stopping the run. And I think as long as we just stay focused on that and keep the motivation and, you know, everybody just had to do their job the best they can, one play at a time, and I think we're doing that. And the communication is great. The effort is great. We just got to make sure that we keep building.
And we feel like there's no drop-off in the room. So that's the ones up, twos up, or even threes. Like, everybody's capable of getting hot at any moment. And I think it shows on game day. And I think everybody sees that it's not just one guy. I think it's multiple dudes who can just get hot at any moment.
I mean, I thought it obviously was a great day. The turnovers were scored on defense. You know, blocked field goals. It was a good day.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 with Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook for a complete recap of the win over the Niners. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.